Taking the first 15 or 20 minutes of the set, exploring the possibility of intimacy, and remembering that the habit of the mind is to assume that a beautiful moment of intimacy requires a beautiful object to be close to. There's always this habit of thinking this isn't the right moment, or this isn't the right experience, or this isn't the right person to connect with, to receive, to respond to. We notice the different habits as we explore the possibility of being connected now with the body as it actually is. And of course, connecting, opening to the body means we're aware of the mind that's knowing the body. The knowing mind is knowing the body that's sitting here. And all of this is like this now. Intimacy is really the experience of connection or non-aversion, non-delusion, non-greed. So instead of me trying to have a special experience knowing the body, allowing the body in, allowing these sensations to express themselves, the sensitive mind, the sensitive heart, receives, knows that the body's like this now. And moment by moment, exploring this possibility of non-judging, not forgetting the body, not reacting, finding ways to more fully inhabit, more fully receive, more fully relax with the experience of the body and the breath moving in the body, experience of seeing and hearing, smelling and tasting, inhabiting this whole body experience. Especially including what the mind is in the habit of excluding. we learn everything, almost everything we need to know about being a good friend. Just relating now to the body. Can the relationship be fresh and alive, not fixed, responsive, kind? And of course, noticing in a non-judging way, noticing what's in the way of intimacy with the body, with the breath, with seeing and hearing, with the sensitivity of the body. What's in the way of a beautiful way of relating, a beautiful relationship? What's in the way? And notice the tendency to want to blame the sensations as being in the way. They're just not pleasant enough or interesting enough. And noticing the beautiful giving and receiving right here in this relationship, this relating to the body. The sensations of the body provide some shape and form for this moment's experience. Like a good teacher teaching us, teaching the mind how to show up. And the mind can offer the body kindness, good wishes, holding the sensations in a tender way, non-judging way. And the current of breath moving in the body can express this kindness as if that movement through the body, the movement of the breath through the body, we're spreading the good wish of the heart, the good wish of the mind. May the body be at ease. And don't worry if you're having a difficult marriage, mind and body. Just start over again. Get some counseling. Remind the mind that it's okay. Remind the body it's okay. Start over. Is it possible for the body and mind to be relating in a healthy, enlivening, and beautiful way now? And what gets in the way? And even if something appears to be in the way, have enough confidence to wonder, is it really in the way? How might whatever this is, how might it be included? How might the heart or mind relate to this thing that seems to be in the way? In a beautiful way. So it's very simple. Don't make it more complicated than it needs to be. Sitting here, this mind, this heart, relating to the experience of the body, the breath in the body, the seeing, the hearing, relating to the sensitivity of the body. And this relationship, mind knowing the body, can this relationship be beautiful, enlivening, free of entanglement? Free of fear? And being curious about any of the limitations that arise in the relationship with the body, sensitivity of the body, noticing how greediness, wanting it to be more perfect than it is, or aversion, impatience, fear, or delusion or distractedness, these three personality types, can manifest even here and now as the mind is opening to and relating with the sitting body, the seeing and hearing body. So instead of wanting a deep experience or special experience, we're exploring ways to relate to the ordinary experience of the body sitting, but relating in a beautiful way, a simple, wholesome way. Notice the quality of commitment. Maybe our commitment to the mindfulness of the body, maybe that wavers sometimes. Notice that wavering. Notice this recommitment. There is this body. The seeing and hearing and this experience of bodily sensation. Can this be included? Can this be okay? How's the heart doing? So if you can discern the sensitive heart, the heart that feels calm, or the heart that feels agitated, and begin to know how the heart is. Don't need an answer to the question, how's the heart doing? the actual visceral flavor of the heart will do. Is it tight or open? Is the heart afraid, or does it feel safe and relaxed? Does the heart feel that it's lacking something, or content, feeling full, or content? Does it feel flat or alive? I wonder how it would be possible to be a better friend now to the experience of the body, the mind, and heart. Perhaps simply appreciating the vitality of the body and mind, the energy of the body and mind, the steadfastness or fearlessness, curiosity. What is there here and now in the body and mind that can be appreciated? What can be recognized and appreciated that's here and now? Maybe even a little peace or calm. Or it could be as simple as the heart caring about this life, caring about the body and mind, knowing that it isn't easy being a human being, having a conditioned mind, having a body, just appreciating that flow, that quality of compassion. The mind, the heart being comfortable with the limitations, the imperfections of the mind and body, the way it is. And for the last minute or two, using the imagination, we extend this wholesome way of relating to include everything. So just a sense of the people here in the room, in this whole world we live with. All our thoughts about this and that, good and bad. Can the heart say yes to all of that? Is it possible for the heart to be open and undefended? Curious, awake. And at ease.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.